episode 234.
Welcome to the Take Up Code podcast, where you can learn valuable insights and skills in programming. I'm Waheed Tanner and will be your host today.
Journaling records extra information in case there are problems. We normally think of our file systems as a safe place to write information. After working on a document for hours, you want to be able to press save and feel good that your work will still be around when you need it. But the real story is this isn't always what happens. If your computer loses power, or maybe you're saving your files to a removable drive and you eject the drive without notice, then you might lose your work. If that's not bad enough, the initial problem, if left uncorrected, could lead to your entire file system becoming corrupt. This could cause you to lose information in other files completely unrelated to your recent work. In order to prevent larger problems like this, file systems go through checks to make sure they're in good shape before you can use them. One thing to understand is that the file system has different priorities than you might think. It wants to keep everything organized. Having two different files, both think they own the same storage area on a disk, is bad. It's bad for your data too, but the file system is more concerned with the fact that the files are mixed up. This is what the system check is looking for. Some problems can be corrected easy if they're discovered right away. Other problems might require you to make some decisions about what to keep and what to throw away. Journaling can help prevent this and help the file system recover in case there are problems. But it might not help restore your data. Journaling can help eliminate the need for a full check and find problems sooner. Think of it like this. Let's say you're renting a house when some natural disaster happens. Maybe strong winds tear the roof off the house, or heavy rains cause flooding. Now, the owner of the house has insurance, which should help fix the house. You can think of this insurance like a journal. But what about your furniture and clothes, your pictures and electronics? You need a different kind of insurance for these things. The journal won't help you. This may not be the best example, because it really depends on the type of journal. Some might be able to take care of everything. The point is, just like in real life, where you have to pay attention to details of your insurance, you should also pay attention to the details of your file system journal. The first thing to find out is if you have a journal at all. Without a journal, if there are any problems, the operating system will need to do a full scan of the file system to check for errors when it starts back up. And this could take a long time. It's not like you can just look up and see a big hole in your roof. A large file system can have problems anywhere, and it all has to be scanned. This can take minutes or even hours to complete. During this time, your computer is waiting and can't finish mounting that file system. This could keep the entire startup sequence delayed. For your own personal computer, that's bad enough. A server computer that your company relies on is worse if it can't start up right away. The reason this process takes so long is that your file system has no idea what it was doing before it crashed. There could be one problem or hundreds, and they could be anywhere. A journal helps because this allows the file system to first record what it's about to do. Then if anything happens, it at least knows where to look for problems. If everything goes smooth and completes okay, then another journal entry can be made to record success. Or if there was a problem, then the original journal entry will still be there with details about what the file system was going to do next. Depending on what gets written to the journal will determine how much can be repaired later if needed. Let's say the journal only records metadata. This keeps the journal small and fast. When you want to save a large file with hours of work put into making changes to that file, the journal will record things such as the name of the file and how big it is. If the data fails to be written because the application crashed before you could save your changes, then no file system or journal can help you. Your work will be gone before it could ever reach the file system. The only thing a journal can help you with is making sure that any changes making it to the disk are recorded. When you insert the USB drive into a computer again, a journal will let the file system know if there were problems previously and where to look for those problems. It will then try to repair itself. it can finish a previous write operation by making the file to be the correct size with the correct name. And as far as it's concerned, the file system is back to normal and intact. A different file system with a data journal might be able to go a step further. It's a lot more work for the file system, but it ensures that your new data gets written somewhere safe before modifying the original file. If this initial save fails for any reason, then your original file is still intact, your file system is unchanged and still intact, and the only thing that needs to be done is to clear out the journal. Assuming the journal can be written to first and the new file safely stored inside the journal, only then will the file system start making changes to the real file system. If any failures happen now, then the file system can recover later by trying again to copy the data from the journal into the real file system. In other words, once your data makes it safely into a data journal, then it's safe even if it hasn't yet made it to its final location. This means that the data needs to be written twice. That's what I mentioned earlier about this being a lot more work. Not all file systems will have this kind of journal. I'll end this episode with one final thought. There are other kinds of journals with similar protection. One of my favorites is called Copy on Write. It works like how we might do things in real life. Let's say we want to build a new bridge over a river. How would we do this in real life? Well, we'd probably start by leaving the existing bridge in place and unaffected. We definitely would not tear down the current bridge and put up a note to remind ourselves that we intend to build a new bridge. And we also wouldn't build a new bridge somewhere else to have a safe copy in case there were problems tearing down the current bridge and building the new one. No, the best approach is to build the new bridge right next to the current bridge. In other words, we'd make a copy of the current bridge by building a new and better bridge. Once the better copy is done, then we can start redirecting cars onto the new bridge. And once the new bridge is being used, we can start work to tear down the old bridge. With this approach, instead of writing the data in a journal, the file system writes the data directly in its new location. If it all goes well, then this copy becomes the current file. Thank you for listening. Make sure to check out the other episodes. And if you get value, please give the Take Up Code podcast a rating on iTunes, hopefully 5 stars, and a review. Your support goes a long way to helping this podcast thrive and help others learn how to program. If you have any questions about this episode or even other programming questions, please ask. Just go to takeupcode.com/contact and submit your question. You can also comment on any episode at takeupcode.com.